We continue learning Hilchos Pesach. We're going to conclude baking matzah today, believe it or not. We're going to skip around a little bit over here to try to get to the relevant points. So we spoke yesterday that checking for the, once the matzahs are baked, if you afterwards check, it's not going to help to get you the mitzvah of Ushmartem es hamatzahs. We as well, we'll pick it up from Sif Hei, and very quickly in Sif Hei, the Kavit Halacha teaches us that the Mechaber writes, L'chatrila yiniach ha'isa, afilu rega echad b'li esek. Shouldn't leave it for a moment. And the Kavanah with this is, L'chatrila yiniach mamish for rega echad b'li esek. Not for a moment, and we already pointed out in the footnote over here, Sif Hei, we're finishing up Sif Hei. We already pointed out, no, we did this, we did Hei, we did Vav, excuse me, we did Zayin. No, we didn't. No, whatever. Okay, let's just start from May. We'll do it quickly. But in Sif Hei, he teaches us that you shouldn't leave it for a moment. And we point down the footnote over here that in our matzah bakeries, it's when it's being utilized by the hand. But when you use the metal guy to knead the dough, then it's not in this chamim. Therefore, you have more room to be mekel. We pointed out the chazaynish is mekel in 18 minutes. But Lamaisa, Hagoyin of Shmuel Kamenetsky wanted one to be mekel for a daka, l'shtei dakas. That was in a Ha'ara Zayin, which is on Sivav, in which he quoted the Machaber that said, for the moment, if you leave it, it's going to be miyad yachmet. So we go into Siv Zayin over here, and he says, Medina in Tzarech lived like matzah shlan shechutin nimshachim, and you don't have to worry that there might be some chutin nimshachim, and you know, it sounds like in the matzahs that they baked, it was possible that there were some, you know, unbaked parts of it. And we know that our matzahs, our matzahs are as baked and as crispy as anything. Whether, you know, no, this year they weren't so crispy. They were a little bit too thick, a little bit too chewy, all the tires that everyone has after the Seder. However, Lamaisa, no one ever had a stringy matzah. It's never happened. But yet, in Siv Ches, he teaches us, but a kfula, which is when the matzah is bent over onto each other. And then the concern is that if you take a piece of dough and you bend it over in between the two folds, you might have a little bit of dough in there that's not fully baked. That he does say one should be chayshish for. It's a little bit confusing in the Metzias over here in Ha'ara Tes and Ha'ara Yod. Exactly what's going to have a real din of a kfula now. But he says one should be chayshish for it. But he continues in Siv Yod, and he says the utensils that are utilized while baking the matzah that has a kfula, you don't have to have a problem. Meaning it's all chashash over here. So one does not have to be worried. But the general minhag is that if it's mamish folded over, you just crack off that piece and you do not eat it. And in Siv Yod Aleph over here, he continues the gedder of you have to watching the wheat mishas. Ktsira. Sif Yud Beis is where we'll continue, because Sif Yud Beis is relevant for us, the consumer. You go to the store, and there's two types of shmura matzah. There's Rechaim Shal Yad, says Rashi, and then there's Rechaim Shal Mechayna, it says Rasham. And you sit in the box, and one is $1 billion, and one is $500 million a pound. Obviously, well, matzah is a fortune. One is literally on a double, I don't know the prices, but there's Rasham and Rashi. Now, this is not, you know, what? Well, Yeah, it's not like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Like, oh no, tell the guy in the store, like, no, I don't need Rabbeinu Tam, it's just the Rashi. What are you talking about? No, it says in the box Rashi. No. Rashi is Rechayim Shel Yad, and Rasham is Rechayim Shel Mechayna. A Mechayna is a machine, a Yad is a hand. So in Sif Yud Beis teaches us the Kovitz Halachis, Ein Esrich Li Zoher, one does not need to be scrupulous. Likach to purchase matzois rechayim shel yad. In Ha'aruch of Gimel, he comes along and says, where does all chumra come from? Rechayim shel yad means it's ground with the hand, or it's actually with your feet. The way they do it is you have those bicycles, everyone, they sit there and it sits there grinding up the wheat. And the question is, where does this come from? So in Sif Katan Yigimel, he points out that this chumra comes from the Shari Tshuva. But Shari Tshuva doesn't say why. You look in the Tashbits. The Tashbits brings the Shari Tshuva, and he says, why do you want to use a Rechaim Shel Yad over a Rechaim Shel Mechina, which in their times was with Mayim, which was a water mill? He says, because there might be a little bit of water that drips into your wheat, and it could be a serious problem. Ulafiza, what's the obvious conclusion? Our Rechaims, there's obviously not even a header, because there's no water dripping off of the machine into your wheat. He continues and he says that Mayiv Rabbi Shlita comes over Shmuel and he says, Adarabba, it's possible that our Rechaim Shel Mechayna is even better. The wheat ground by a machine is even better. Why? He says, it seems like their Mahaja Litzcha Mechayim Shel Yad. He says another reason. Because Rechaim Shel Kitor, Hayashailoi Shel Zeya, the machines apparently would sweat, Chadayma, and it would create a Chash Chametz. But Bizmanenu, that the Rechaim is made of Chashmau, it's electric. Like a chashash, there's no issue with anything sweating. There's no issue of water. And he says, Adarabba, Rechaim Shel Yad, Bekal Yachol Mayim, Oyroik, Vizeya. You know, if you're sitting there grinding up things with your hands and different body parts, you know, certainly could get sweaty and it could be an issue. Whereas in a factory, it's not a problem. And therefore, Rav Shmuel wants the Taina that a Rechaim Shel Mechayna might even be better. He continues in this footnote and he says, one second, what about the din of Lishma? So we know, we'll speak about it in a moment, the din of Lishma in the creation of the matzah. But is there a din of Lishma in the Rechaim, in the grinding of the matzah? So says Rav Shmuel, and this is going to be the point that would be debatable. He says you could have Lishma, we know that we pass, you could have Lishma created by a machine, as Harbi Paiskim, all different Malkiel, Chasar Avram, the Chazinish, Mikoy Kodesh, the Chashleima, which of course is the reason why many are astounded to hear that, like in the firmest places of the world, like Bnei Brak, they don't use hand machine matzah because they baskin that the machine they don't use hand, excuse me, shmura matzah, they use machine shmura matzah. Why? Because once you baskin that pressing the button is lishma, and it's even more than that. If you ever see the videos, you should look at them, it's very cool. It's not just pressing a button, they have people stationed throughout the whole machine matzah bakery, and they actually push the dough through different parts of the machine to get an extra level of lishma, an extra level of human intervention. But he says over here, klapi the rechaim, the grinding is perfectly fine. So Rav Shmuel clearly holds that there's no need to buy Rashi matzahis rechaim shel yad, the Rasham matzahs. It's interesting, it doesn't even sound like he holds there's any level of maila. Let's say someone says, okay, I have extra $20 a pound, doesn't bother me, whatever the number is. Or maybe just for the Lel Seder, we know people have extra chumras. It doesn't sound like Rav Shmuel is moved by the whole thing. And he seems to hold, as he writes, Ein Sricha Li Zahir, there's no reason to be Zahir. He continues in Sif Yigimel, and he says, Yoytzim b'matzas afilu ma'iskim b'matzas ina shamrita ha'mitzas. Someone might ask, go to the factory, and who are the people baking the matzahs? Maybe the guy is not the most Yari Shamayim. So are you Yaitse? And of course, it's a question of Lishma. You need to have a Lishma, Lishay Mitzvah Matzah. He says, yes, you're Yaitse. I'll go upon him. You have to stand on top of them, Lishmar, and remind them that it's all done Lishay Mitzvah Matzah. Ever go to the factory, oh, do they remind them, yelling, screaming, beating, big signs everywhere. Every time they start the batch, they all proclaim in unison Lishay Mitzvah Matzah. Every few minutes, they're banging on the table Lishay Mitzvah Matzah. They make sure, if you forget that it's Lishay Mitzvah Matzah, you're just pushing, not conscious. I don't even know how you're working in such a place. It's you know, like, it's not the shot, like you go to the slaughterhouses and the sheikha might be sitting there, you know, with AirPods in and watching a movie as he shucks a chicken. That's not, which, l'chaira, that's not so gishmak either. But that doesn't happen in the matzah bakeries. They're very much ensure that, at least we hope, that it's l'shem, that it is l'shem mitzvah. And the footnote over here, it's interesting, Sevkatin Yadalid, he quotes a Pri Megadim that he says, a mumr l'hachas l'akum is gar tfei, is even worse than a regular guy. So says Rav Shmuel, Mavur al Kapanim, Shem Yisrael, Imr al Gavim, meaning with all the issues the Prima Gavim has, but it's clear that if a Yid is standing al Gavim, then it's Kashim. Yidim in Shem, they're Mitzvahs on Nenu. Rubim, he says, first of all, Kinek Yishinishva, which we all know, and didn't like Yisrael, famous Chazinish, and the Marsham, which they're Mikol, Machal Shavs for Hesia. But again, once we have someone being Imr al Gavim, it's perfectly fine. We conclude this section on baking matzahs. Sif Yudal, it talks about, what about matzahs made before 30 days, which are all our matzahs, unless you buy very, very expensive Chedesh Nisan, well, not Chedesh Nisan, but, you know, 30 days. Yach lavo is matzah chatzchila, koidim shleishim avnei ha-pesach. Why? The ikra kpeida she'as l'shem mitzvas matzah. The ikra kpeida is that it should be made l'shem mitzvas matzah. Meaning, as he quotes in Sivkata Tezvav, he quotes sources, Yerushalmi, Seiseftas, something called a matzah yeshana, like your sukkah. We know if a sukkah is built prior to sukkahs, it could be a problem because it's not built l'shem the sukkah. But he's saying, kol zman it's on l'shem mitzvah, it's not a problem. V'chol shayis l'shem mitzvah, matzah mitzvah, kasher gam ma'isa efiya, koydim shlishim v'nei ha-pesach. In Ha'aretz HaZayin, he quotes her, Shmuel, v'amr ma'i rabbi, shlid jesu tzadi, sheish, yoyser makam lahachmir, b'afiyas matzah mechayna, koydim shlishim yoyim. Says her, Shmuel, if you're buying machine matzah, there is a makan to be machmir if it's made before 30 days. Shabazeh kasha yoyser likbaya asiyah lishma. It's harder to make lishma. Amnalach lamaisa gam efshir bazeh ad kan take it varm. So it's interesting. I don't know if that's even a possibility. Meaning when you buy machine matzahs for Pesach, lechever they use them, I don't know if they even have ones with made within 30 days. Maybe this would be a reason for one to be machmir. And that's really the end. Just when it comes to the machine matzahs, I think he's going to talk about it later. When it comes to the seder and whatnot, lemaisa, there are many that, you know, they're makbid on shmura matzahs, everything shmura, excuse me. The makbid on hand matzahs just for the seder, not for the rest of the yontif, which is perfectly fine. But if you want another reason to be makbid, or Shmuel just gave it to us, because all of our hand matzahs, all of our machine matzahs are baked well in advance of Pesach. Hopefully it's from this year Pesach. And then therefore, it's harder to have lishma if it's made more than 30 days before. And nimnu v'gamru, halachis of baking matzahs, and v'siyat shemaya, will move weiter.